If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve Throw Hill, to please everyone on Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Bruce, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, today you have your choice of one of three categories, and today we offer you Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess. And finally, Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
Well, yeah, we'll do the last one, the petty conflict thing.
I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
And just as a warning, our very own Mike Hawk will have the story later in headlines.
Yeah.
We go to McDonald's, where a manager and a teen employee's mother are both facing felony charges after a dispute led to a shooting inside of the Belleville, Indiana restaurant. According to the police there, they announced that manager Kathy Bledsoe was charged with aggravated unlawful use as a weapon, and Sinika McKenzie was charged with aggravated battery and mob action.
Because she talked like this the whole time.
Now, I need sweet and sour.
I will ask you one more time.
Now, according to police, Bledsoe, who's the manager, told a teenage employee to clock out and go home after the girl refused to do part of her job. Now, the girl told her mother, who's McKenzie, who then came to the restaurant with another teen girl to confront the manager. Well, an argument ensued in the lobby, and then McKenzie and her daughter went behind the front counter and walked to the office area. McKenzie hit Bledsoe in the face and head, while Bledsoe pulled out a gun and fired one shot, striking McKenzie in the leg. Now, Bledsoe was taken into custody at the restaurant. McKenzie was taken to the hospital for treatment. Now, a local McDonald's owner, yeah, I'm not even going to read their statement, blah, blah, blah. They say all the right things.
Right. They don't condone it.
We don't condone shooting each other inside of our restaurants.
Yeah. We got you, McDonald's.
We understand. I know you got to say it, but we know. The question is, why was the employee sent home in the first place? What led to all this violence? Is it that she would not take out the trash? Is it that she would not work the front counter? Did she refuse to clean a bathroom, or did she refuse to serve a specific customer? So wouldn't take out the trash, would not work at the front counter, refused to clean a bathroom, or refused to serve a customer.
Dang. Well, that's a tough one. You know, as a former Burger King employee who got fired for getting my manager high at work.
I can respect that.
Let's see. Yeah, I got him high and then he fired me.
What? He's the one who fired you?
Yeah. He said it was for my best interest, apparently. But,
yeah, okay.
Anyway.
Sounds like he got caught and you took the fall.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to say that she refused to serve a certain customer.
All okay. Right.
I'm going to go, Ted, with clean the bathroom.
I'm with you, dude, but just to be a little bit different, I'll say she didn't want to take out the trash.
Take out the trash.
All right.
Okay. Maybe she could have called Pinkies for the bathroom thing.
Well, you would hope so.
Well played, sir.
They fix them. You don't need to hire them to clean them. But if you got a problem, something stinky, call Pinky.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so the options again. They were not taking out the trash.
Correct.
Refusing to clean a bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Refusing to serve a customer. Or refusing to work,
the front counter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your results are coming up next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room. Category is seriously on Profile This. We got a McDonald's manager that ended up shooting her employee's mom after an argument at a McDonald's.
The manager sent the employee home for the day.
Yes.
Later on, the employee's mother and another teenage person came back to the McDonald's upset about her daughter being sent home. Now, the question is, why was she sent home by the manager, who then, in the midst of a fight, took out a gun and shot the mom in the leg? Was it because she refused to take out the trash? She refused to work the front counter, refused to clean a bathroom, or refused to serve a certain customer?
And Bruce, that is a question that we posed to you, and you're a BK alumnus, as you said, fired for getting your manager high, and then fired by that manager for getting them high. I love that. All right. Let's start with Miles Montgomery. You went with what, to me, would be the top, which is clean the bathroom.
I just figured, man, you blew it up. That's not on me.
I'm not feeling it. However, that is not the reason. Bruce, you went with she wouldn't serve a specific customer. No? It was not that. Ted Smith, you agreed with Miles, but as you said, to be different, you said, because she wouldn't take out the trash.
Yeah, okay.
You are correct.
There you go.
That's it.
Jesus.
It's part of your, like the bathroom, like I said, it should not end with gunfire, but I understand maybe refusing to clean a bathroom that you aren't responsible for what happened in there. But the trash, that's part of the gig. Right. I mean, that's just part of it.
Good times.
And all the manager did was, hey, look, man, I could fire you instead. Just go home, right? Let cooler heads prevail.
Correct.
But instead, somebody got shot.
God, man.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Tabate.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title. These guys have teams and talents. Writers help them come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Sad entertainment news is CBS has decided to cancel The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Not only that, but they're getting rid of Late Show completely. But don't worry, as it'll be replaced with yet another version of NCIS.
Ted Smith.
Yeah, I'm going to Ted.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
That's
a good
one. Yeah.
Late Night. CSI Late Night.
Something.
Yeah.
Just do Cops.
Yeah, no kidding.
Everyone's talking about the CBS decision to cancel The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and many people are now threatening to boycott the network. CBS could lose millions of viewers, plus tens of hundreds watching on Paramount Plus.
It's like Kimmel.
Fallon?
Fallon.
Everybody is talking about CBS's decision to end The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and many people are now threatening to boycott the network. Yep. CBS could lose millions of viewers plus tens of hundreds watching on Paramount Plus.
Am I wrong in saying that's kind of a bold joke by Fallon?
Well, it's okay. I mean, look, here's the thing. So, and Colbert even said, he goes, look, CBS has been a great partnership. This is not from them. This is from Paramount.
Right.
So,
and wasn't that streaming service like one of the lowest performers to where even the people that were running the service were like, shut this thing down. You are hemorrhaging money with this service.
They just spent $1.5 billion.
Yeah. Well, and all the late night guys are pissed. Because now everybody's like, oh, they're coming for all your shows. It's like, if you just get rid of a whole genre of stuff, like,
right.
They're going to be pissed. The FDD. Federal.
Federal Department of...
The FDA has recalled more than 67,000 cases of Power Stick deodorant for not meeting quality standards. People are like, wait, I use Power Stick. And their friends are like, oh, we know.
Seth.
Jimmy Fallon.
Huh.
Well, get this. The FDA has recalled more than 67,000 cases of Power Stick deodorant for not meeting quality standards. Yep. People are like, wait, I use Power Stick. And their friends are like, oh, we know.
Southwest Airlines today revealed its new process for boarding planes, which will include 8 groups based on seat selection, frequent flyer status, and credit card membership, while Spirit will continue to use the Octagon.
Seth.
Fallon.
That's Seth.
Southwest Airlines today revealed its new plan for boarding planes, which will include 8 groups based on seat selection, frequent flyer status, and credit card membership, while Spirit will continue using the Octagon.
Today in L.A., Elon Musk opened his new Tesla drive-in diner. fryer grease, gas stoves, and exploding cars. What could possibly go wrong?
Kimmel. Writers.
Fallon.
Hey, I heard that today in L.A., Elon Musk opened his new Tesla drive-in diner. Yep, fryer grease, gas stoves, and exploding cars. What could possibly go wrong?
So obviously we're talking about Ozzy Osbourne passed away today.
Yeah.
Mike brought up some of the TV shows. So let's bring up a little bit. I Like Sports. He was on TV and he had some obvious allegiances. Now, the first one with Ozzy Osbourne is pretty darn simple. He's from Birmingham, England. He's an Aston Villa fan.
Okay.
If you know anything about Birmingham, there's Birmingham City, but they kind of go up and down the Premier League. But Villa is traditionally a massive club. Massive following. So obviously, you know, that's where they literally had the last show. Was right, at their right, football right. grounds. Yep. So you get that one. But the other two I found kind of interesting is he kind of has a thing with the Patriots because they have a longstanding tradition of Crazy Train playing at their games. He right. even performed at a home opener in 2005.
I think once you adopt those songs, it's like Metallica and Virginia Tech.
But are they like the first one? Because I cannot, there's not a sporting event I've been to where you don't play Crazy Train. Are the Patriots there's kind of the not, tip of the spear?
But I'm with Miles. It's a lot like Virginia Tech. Like, a lot of places will play Inner Sandman. But if you know college sports...
When you
sports,
use it, I guess.
Right. But if you know college sports, you know, like, everybody else uses it. But, like, for Virginia Tech, I mean, that opening gives you chills. That's why Metallica, just a couple of months ago, went and played in Blacksburg, finally. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, because some of these people don't really love it at first.
Right.
Oh, what is his name? White guy, they were kind of a rap group that he went out on his own. Jump Around.
Oh,
Chris Cross?
No.
House of Pain.
House of Pain. What was the guy's name, though? We interviewed him, right?
Correct.
God. What It's Like, we play his tune.
Everlast.
Thank you.
And I asked him about it, and this was years ago, and he was the same way, because University of Wisconsin, in between the third and fourth quarter, they play Jump Around. And same thing, he was like, at first, like, I didn't really like it because it's like, are you just making fun of it and this and that? And there's a whole story behind it of a guy that's hurt on the team and his buddy are at a bar one night trying to come up with some new tradition.
Okay.
And somebody just plays Jump Around, and they're like, we should use this.
Okay.
So that's where it's like, Jump Around gets played at other stadiums, but it kind of belongs to them. So right. I think for the Patriots, they really are Crazy Train is like they're zoned in on.
Nice. Yeah. All right.
Well, the Baltimore Orioles, we obviously know a little bit about them. They do. Thank God I'm a country boy for the seventh inning stretch from John.
Because if you go to Baltimore, you think, man, I am in
thank God
I'm
a country God's boy. Country. Yeah, they right. play. They played it for years. I don't know what the deal is in this. Man, I know this is going to sound a little weird. I miss the Verve's Bittersweet Symphony when the Seahawks come out, and I know that was like 4 years, 5 years they did it, but it was just this cool build up when they came out of the tunnel. And I mean, the place kind of just, I mean, it's not the
it
biggest,
was.
You know, banger of a song, but it seemed
but
to
it
work.
Works.
It did. But I think a lot of people were seeing it happy to go. I'm with you, Miles. It's a tough one. I like both. Now, the last sports thing he has is with the St. Louis Blues.
I'm not tracking on this one either, man.
This one's a little bit deeper. But in 1984, he got arrested in Memphis for public intoxication. And in the mugshot, he's wearing a Blues jersey.
Oh, yeah.
So that's like his... So the Blues kind of adopted him like, oh, I got arrested in one of our jerseys.
Awesome.
Nice. Yeah. I would also say, just for the record, because, like, you know, Mike and I are big fans of Luke Combs and stuff. He catches heat because he's from North Carolina. But, like, look, when these guys tour stadiums, right, like, They're going to put on the gear
of course
of the place they are. It doesn't mean they're not fans of their
right.
own teams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, that's what you do. I mean, Danny Carey from Tool, the drummer.
Notorious.
Yeah, right. He has some of the greatest collections of jerseys you'll ever see. Now, I think he might be an L.A. guy or something, but when he comes up here, he's in a Sonics jersey.
Yep.
Or he's in like a Husky jersey or a Seahawks jersey.
If it were
that's
me,
very cool.
There'll only be three, you know, a massive 180-date world tour where anybody's crap, unless I'm a Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, or Cleveland. Like, sorry. Just can't do it.
I would have a hard time wearing Niners or Cowboys anything.
Right.
Would you go for the baseball team instead of the football team?
I could do that.
Okay.
I
so you get
that.
Like a Guardians jersey.
I could do Penguins.
Yeah.
Like, look, Reds. I got no
you
beef
could do a
that.
Pirate hat. They're badass. That's one of the best
they
hats
cool.
in baseball.
There you go.
Right, they're in another league from the O's.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know what? That's cool.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
Ted, I don't know how to help you out with like Manchester and whatnot, man.
Ooh.
when you go international.
I just when I'm playing shirtless. When I play in stadiums and stuff, I just wouldn't wear a Tottenham one.
Ted's always shirtless in Manchester.
Well, I saw him in North London. Right. Like one night he was wearing an Arsenal shirt, then the next night he just was shirtless.
Won't do it.
Which is kind of wild. Also, real quick, I just want to play. I found this earlier today. It's kind of interesting. We've been talking about the legend that Ozzy is.
Yeah.
But it's cool to hear a legend get kind of, in our interview, he talks about meeting Paul McCartney. But this was the first time they met.
Well, let's do the bass line. Oh, God, no. You're not letting
That's
him
McCartney.
In.
That's McCartney.
Oh, bloody hell. Hello, darling.
How are you doing? Hey,
all right, lovely, yeah.
Great. It's great to meet you, man. It's been a lifetime ambition of mine. You guys made me start music, you know.
After the burglary?
Yeah,
after the burglary. I love that story, man, with the gloves with no fingers.
Yeah, that's typical me, that is.
Come on, let's have a quick peggy. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you ever see that early stuff of the Beatles?
Which
by the Maisels?
Well, I've got absolutely everything.
Okay, meet Albert Maisels.
Oh, really?
Hey, man! That's Al. He shot it. Are you ready for me? Okay. I'll see you, babe.
It's wild, too, because I know a lot of people that probably love hard rock that might hate on the Beatles. It's like, but don't forget, Ozzy looked up to them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. To hear Ozzy being awestruck by meeting someone, you're like, wow.
That's wild.
Okay.
That's
yeah, that is awesome. Cool.
Headlines are coming up. Thank you, Ted. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Someone ate a $9 million banana again at a museum in France. Meanwhile, somewhat shocking that a man riding a lawnmower on a toll road couldn't keep his stance. He was hammered. Thailand Zoo actually thinks they could wrangle a hippo on the loose. California residents are upset with pet pigs and their lawn abuse. And a McDonald's manager shoots an employee's mom in the leg. It's time for a headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story tonight. It didn't feel right to do any other story than the top story. If you haven't heard the news by now, let me be the bearer of bad news that the legend himself, Ozzy Osbourne, has passed away earlier this morning at the age of 76. We've been celebrating him all day long. We are playing wall-to-wall Ozzy Osbourne. Yep. Jolene is going to play wall-to-wall Ozzy Osbourne.
And probably give you some deeper information that no normal person would know.
No.
I mean, seriously, dude, she is deep in that well.
I love it. So obviously the rock and metal community is absolutely shattered today, especially with his heart-wrenching performance over there in England that our own Ryan Castle went to. It was a wonderful, wonderful farewell, and he left us earlier today. So that is our top story. Another news to the... it's kind of hard to make this transition, so I'm just going to do it. More from the bastion of good times known as Florida. Please got a call.
All right, got there.
And we flipped the script. Please got a call about an erratic driver on a busy toll road. They arrived on the scene, and it didn't take long to find their man because he was driving a lawnmower. It's one of those zero-turn radius ones, too.
Oh,
it's
nice. Really?
It's like a golf course.
Oh, yeah. It was a really, really good one, dude. Well, they got the man to pull over and conducted the stop, noting the man's small pupils, flushed skin, and visible irritation on the inside of his nose. Probably just the hay fever.
Yeah.
He was also noted as having a small straw in the back of his pocket, as well as repeatedly clearing his throat, spitting, and sniffing during the stop. While he did refuse to perform a field sobriety test, can't imagine why, he was arrested on a DUI charge. That's the one that gets me. So what's the point of the field sobriety test if I can deny it and they can still just arrest me?
Because you still have to do the test.
Right.
I mean, that's all. Like, we know you're hammered. We just need the proof.
Right.
Well, if you're drunk enough, they can just draw your blood.
Right.
But also, you can refuse it, but then you got to go to court and argue with the cop who could say, well, he smelled of alcohol, this and that.
Couldn't keep his balance, slurred his speech, et cetera, et cetera.
Driving a lawnmower on the toll road.
Right.
However, that in particular.
Right. If there's cocaine in your blood, kind of hard to walk away from that one.
But I wasn't drunk.
Wild story out of Illinois where mothers...
Does it say cars only? It says toll road.
The toll road.
I paid the toll.
Paying it. Wild story out of Illinois where mothers will always come to the rescue at any cost. We toasted, or not toasted, but she was part of Profile This today.
Definitely did not toast her.
No, we did not. The situation started when the manager of a local McDonald's sent an employee home after she refused to take out the garbage in the restaurant. Again, we said it. It's your job.
It's part of it, man. If you work in a restaurant, and it doesn't matter what you're doing in the restaurant, but especially fast food, it's kind of all hands on deck all the time.
Right. There are parts of this job that I absolutely love that I don't like. That's why they pay me to do it. because I get to do the things that nobody else wants to do.
But you do take out the trash with regularity, and we appreciate it.
Good. I try to keep that bag clean. You know, Miles is, you know, the smells offend him, so we need to keep it clean.
It's always Miles.
Let's see here. Clearly, she went home and complained about the situation to her mother because it was her mom that stormed down to the branch to confront the manager. The pair got into a verbal altercation about the disciplinary action that eventually led to the employee and her mother walking to the back to the manager's office, where the mother assaulted the manager, hitting her in the face and head multiple times. And that's when the manager had had enough. She procured a gun that she had in her possession and fired off a couple shots, hitting the mother in the leg. That's when police were called and arrived on the scene to arrest the manager while the mother was taken to the hospital. The mother's not been arrested yet, but I can't imagine she's going to evade that for very long.
I will say that me and that mother are very different parenting styles. If my kid came home, I got sent home early. Why? I didn't take out the trash. Are you supposed to take out the trash? Yeah.
Right.
That's on you. You will apologize when you go to work tomorrow.
Why did you not take out the trash?
Yeah. Do your damn job.
What's wrong with you, man?
Unfortunately, that's like a newer thing I've noticed with some parents. They get mad at school. Get mad at their employer. It's like, well, your kid didn't do what they were supposed to do.
And it's not a big deal. Have a quick conversation. Yeah. Trust me, it is much easier to take care of than you chose to make this situation.
Right.
To France, where a work of art has been desecrated. Again, you all may recall the piece from the Italian artist called The Comedian that features a banana duct taped to a wall. Well, somebody ate the banana. Again.
How's that word not named, buddy?
I don't know.
Right? I mean, come on.
Well, beauty's in the eyes of the
world. No.
That's a banana with duct tape.
I'm not saving for retirement. One day I'm going to tape a banana to the wall.
That's right.
Sell it for $9 million.
Isn't that why we're all mad? Is because we didn't do it first?
Yes. Because I wouldn't have believed that it would work.
No.
I mean, I've had ideas for some stupid art, but I'm like, nobody would buy it.
Because the thing is, I'm just going to delete the rest of what I wrote for this story, is that the banana's already the replaceable part of the installation. They replace it frequently for obvious reasons. It's a banana. It is a living thing that is dead, and it is rotting on the wall, so they have to replace it all the damn time. I would think that you would make more money auctioning off the banana that was a part of the installation.
The original one.
For you to eat it as it's going rotten.
Or let it rot. Put it in an airtight container.
Yes.
It won't rot anymore, but here it is.
But just in case it starts with a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Over to Thailand, where a local zoo got creative with a safety drill. In order to add a little realism to a drill meant to simulate an animal loose in the zoo, employees dressed up one of their own as a human-sized version of Moo Dang, the baby hippo that recently celebrated her birthday there in the zoo.
Happy birthday, Moo.
The employee ran around in public areas of the zoo and simulated an attack on a crew member, a rampage that left one patron with minor injuries, which, side note, real hippo, that patron ain't alive. They also simulated Moo Dang being tranquilized before being checked in on by park officials and returned to her pen, which is where the real Moo Dang was going on about her day, unaware of the imposter raging about the park.
Yeah, good luck wrangling in a hippo one day.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good luck. Dude.
No kidding. Men's room sports. The Mariners did not have the best showing in their first game against the Milwaukee Brewers, but as Ted said, they are on one hell of a tear as it is, so they're going to be tough to knock down.
That is the best team in baseball right now.
But hopefully they can get it done. You do have the second game of that series over on Root Sports here later on tonight. You've also got some WNBA basketball as the Storm are in action against Dallas here at home over on CW. As far as your weather, going to cool things down here with some mainly clear skies, dropping things down to about 58 tonight, and that'll warm things up for a partly cloudy 82-degree day tomorrow. We're hitting it again, boys. That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkinson.
Sure appreciate it. Lovely Jolene's coming up next. Nothing but Ozzy all night tonight.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. In the meantime, well, we be all about this, bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.